It's Mark and Dory on the back porch.
Dork. Back porch talking.
You know how we do it. What's up, world? And what's up, universe?
What kind of people do you think buy drones?
I don't know. Motherfuckers with some extra income.
Do you have a desire to buy a drone?
I mean, I would like to. I don't see how that... I don't think that's going to work its way into my budget anytime soon. I mean, that's some extra shit. Unless you're like a... nature photographer that's just after that perfect shot. I guess, yeah. Okay. I want a drone.
For that reason?
No, I'm going to use it to spy on people. See what's in people's backyards. I hate privacy fences. I'm just playing. Maybe I would, I don't know, put some sticky tape on the bottom of it and pick up a beer remotely. That would be tight.
I guess you just fly it and look at stuff from an aerial perspective.
Yeah, I see how that could get old quick. Yeah. Like, I mean, I might play with it for a good month. Then after that, it's like, battery probably die on you. Don't recharge right. Run out of shit to do with it.
I say some drones go as high as planes.
What?
And they're like in the way of the planes. So if there's a mysterious plane crash, it's probably a drone. And they're just like, what happened?
Oh my god.
They hit a drone and crashed into the ocean and everyone died.
Some bored rich person just killed a whole airplane's worth of people because he wanted a new hobby. That's just stupid. What if you could put like a gold detector on that motherfucker and fly it through?
No, there's gotta be like
run into the woods or something.
Yeah, there's gotta be a purpose. There's gotta be a good reason for a drone. Besides,
you gotta have a reason for a drone.
Throwing bombs on people and killing people.
Oh yeah, I could drop water balloons all day. Do they have little claws on the bottom of them?
They can.
Can I drop eggs on motherfuckers remotely?
Yeah, I guess, but that's not a good purpose.
That's a pretty good purpose. That's a pretty.
This should
good
be called
though.
The chip eating show.
Because that's what we do every time. In the comment section, please suggest new chips that we can try. Right now, of course, I'm eating the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
I got Flamin' Hot Munchies.
Last show, we was on the hot fries and the hot Funyun rings. Those was on point.
And the Tostitos black bean.
Oh, and Tostitos black bean. I don't know. I like it fiery hot. I like strange red powder all over my chips.
Turns your tongue red.
Turns everything red. What the hell is that powder? It tastes so good.
It's on the ingredients. Death.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Little skull with cross eyes.
Red death powder to give you diabetes. Speaking of weird things to have, this is a horrible segue, but Eazy-E. In the new Straight Outta Compton movie. That was I almost cried.
That was a horrible segue.
I was like, no, easy to know. But yeah, he had HIV. I think it's kind of weird that he died so quickly from being diagnosed with HIV. Do people really die that quick? Like, you walk into the hospital one day, you're like, man, I just passed out. I'm feeling bad, man. I'm feeling sick. And then they're like, you got HIV. And then you die in like a week. Is that how that works?
I have no idea.
I think everyone
that has it is different.
Other than that part, the whole movie was enjoyable. I mean, even that part was acted well, but you know, it was sad. And then the part where it was a couple sad parts, but that was a really good movie. Motivated. I walked out of there trying to talk like Ice Cube.
Yeah.
It was pretty tight.
Baby, I'm Ice fine. Cube.
I'm fine.
That was the best part of the whole movie. Baby Ice Cube.
Hey, Dre.
And like Snoop Dogg.
I got something to say. Oh, yeah, Snoop Dogg came in all kind of cool. The dude that had playing Tupac looked kind of like him.
Kind of.
But he had a super overbite, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Like, why he looked all duck-teethed and stuff? Well, I mean, not duck-teethed. Well, I guess ducks don't have teeth.
I got an overbite.
I mean, I got an over and an underbite at the same damn time.
Well, but it evens out.
Yeah. Does it? Anyway, dude looked kind of flicked. If I can use flicked, I think that's a good word to use in that situation.
He sounded like him, though. A little bit.
Yeah, he did. He kind of sounded like, until he started talking. So then I was wondering, is it a voiceover? Or was he really talking like... The dude to play Suge Knight was pretty
He said a couple words convincing. That sounded just like him.
Yeah, yeah. He had the bouncing in the studio thing going good. I think he was bouncing a little
too
much.
He had the energy.
If you're going to play Tupac, man, you gotta... They should have came... They had all the money in the world to get a better Tupac. The dude that played Snoop Dogg, I think... He sounded like Snoop Dogg straight up on one of those parts.
He did. He really did.
He really did. Eazy-E got dark skin though for the movie. Like, why they pick dude that was so brown?
Yeah, he did.
Eazy-E got a tan like a motherfucker for a movie. And so did Dre. Dre and Deborah. Anyway, we're not gonna talk about skin shades. It was a good movie.
I think Dre didn't look like Dre.
No, Dre didn't look like Dre.
His eyes were so slitty.
Yeah. Dude's Asiatic.
Which is cool, but, you know, that's not what the real Dre looks like, is it? I mean, I've never seen him in real life, but, you know.
I've seen a lot of pictures of Dre. Yep.
Lots of pictures.
He did have that head back stare down at you with the like, baseball cap look going through the whole movie too.
Maybe they
were hoping that the hat would just make you be like, oh yeah, that's Dre.
I feel like he didn't age. Like everyone else aged, but he did. He just had a baggy leather jacket on.
He's like, oh, I'm old
like
Dre
a baby.
Now. I'm old Dre now, dog. I wear leather. that was tight. Eazy-E was all like, I ain't signing that paper. He was like, nigga, this bumped it. And then I had to think about it for a second. I was like, bumped? Oh, yeah. Because if you're blood, you can't say the letter C.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense now. Man, that riot scene, though, I can't help but, like, I mean, I know they did it on purpose to a certain extent. Like,
didn't that really happen, though?
Now. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rodney King riots? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was like, if you've seen our Twitter, I was like, this is perfect timing.
Yeah, for real.
It was perfect timing. You know that movie took, like, a little bit of time to make.
They had.
So that was, like...
They finished up with that joint,
right? A coincidence, yeah.
And then, like, yeah, just, like, 2 days ago... 2 days ago. 2 whole days ago, you seen 50 Shades of Grey? Wait till you see 2 days of gay. No, but... 2 days ago. My segue sucked. Okay, look. Forgive me. I'm about to talk about what's going on in Ferguson. Forget that I just said 2 days of gay, if you can. Movie, right on time. Riots are bad, but at the same time, so are some cops. They cause riots. All right. So that was crazy. Oh, what about your boy Hannibal Buress? 3 shows in.
Whoa, we were just talking about. Okay.
This is like the news, baby.
All right, Hannibal Buress.
We're going to talk about something real serious that, like, we should talk about for the rest of our lives. And then we're just going to talk about some comedy. The Thundercat dude is bumping.
Uh-huh. I don't know about the dude who is rapping, though.
It was a little weird.
I think it was the sound. Like, I couldn't really
hear what
it wasn't
saying.
Good sound quality. Like, whoever put it together was just like, okay.
Well,
you know, this is a TV show. Maybe it should sound a little
better.
Better. I guess they're trying to give it that live feeling.
I don't think they even trying.
I don't think so either, though.
I hate to say, I even think it's a possibility that all of that shit's just going through Flying Lotus's laptop.
But that's hilarious.
It's definitely not. Like, they got a TV crew. I like the way that they're, like, building it as they go.
They're pretty, yeah, last-minute decisions.
Like, the first episode, dude's like, yay, whatever, I'm Hannibal Buress, I'm up in here, I'm feeling dope, TV show, first episode, fuck you. Then the second one is like, I got this guy, and he had, like, a picnic, like, tablecloth on his DJ turntable. But then the next time, he had a little terrarium and, like, crystals.
Little desk, yeah.
It was all legit. So people should watch that show.
It's called Why.
We watched all three of them.
With Hannibal Buress.
And
his name is hard to say. Though.
Disclaimer. Whoa. Dora just slapped me. Disclaimer. The show's like 10 seconds long, though. like what happened to the... All right, you know Will Smith. You know who he is. You know... That song that he has from way back in the day called Summertime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Rakim wrote that?
No.
What the fuck, right?
He wrote that?
Rakim wrote that song.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty awesome.
Not for Will Smith.
I mean, why not? I mean, okay. What's wrong with... You know, I mean, it's all about the song, right? Like, would you rather it be a good song or would you rather everybody, like... I mean, because, like, okay, actors read scripts and you have a great movie.
I don't understand why people...
Nobody's mad about that.
Just don't give credit to everyone. You know, just give credit. Just say it. I guess some people don't want you to give them credit, maybe.
I think sometimes
it's
just
like... But I feel
like
just say everyone's name and you don't have to worry about... backlash in the future. You don't have to worry about people hating you.
Yeah. Or people being surprised and feeling robbed.
Yeah.
Just like, whoa, what?
Just say it.
This whole time I thought that was Will Smith's like best jam. I mean, it is his best jam. But it's not even all the way him. But I mean, at the same time, it's still Will Smith, you know.
After all this time, yeah, because you don't want to have to like switch gears in your brain.
Yeah, like Nas and whoever that was ghostwriting for him. That almost,
yeah.
I just cracked. It was like, Nas had a ghostwriter. I'm like, that just fell off. If Meek Mills would have never fucked with Drake, somebody that was completely out of his ability to reach, then I wouldn't know that Rakim wrote Summertime. And I would have rather stayed in the dark. Nah, bring it to light, man. Bring it to light. Bring it to the light, dog.
All these years.
There's some dude named, like, DJ Sauce or something like that that wrote for Puff Daddy. Now, it's Sauce something. Sauce Me, Sauce I Am, Sauce Main. What's the dude's name?
It's not Sauce God, is it?
No, it's not Sauce God. Sauce God from Memphis. Hey, I like Sauce God. Don't be fucking with Sauce God like that.
I don't know Sauce God.
I don't know Sauce God either, but at least it's bumping.
It is.
Yeah, man, Sauce God. We're going to have to play some Sauce God. Anyway, if you're listening to this and you're interested, don't be afraid to check out Sauce God. Memphis, he dripping. But anyway, what I was trying to say is this dude that ghost wrote for Puff Daddy and actually became the signature Puff Daddy sound. And that's like something I don't even know I would want praise for. Like, wait, please don't tell nobody I wrote that shit. Because, I mean, if you think about it, like when do you ever think, oh, man, I remember that one Puff Daddy song. It was so lyrical. He said so many things that changed my life. If it wasn't for listening to that one Puff Daddy song.
I mean, if you don't have anything else going on, you'd probably be like, yeah, I did that.
I remember Puff Daddy like I remember a good time. You know, like, man, I do remember when that song was like really popular and shit. But I don't remember it like, oh, my life changed.
No, you just remember it was playing all the time.
Yeah.
I remember not liking it.
I remember thinking, why was he wearing like a plastic suit.
There's a lot of things he was wearing. It's just like, why?
Why? That's back to Hannibal Buress. That's another reason why the title of his show and his show is cool. Because he asks why a lot. And I think he should ask some questions about Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Papa Diddy Pop. Why? Why?
What was
why
the Puff question Daddy? They asked on that show? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, man. My brain. I'm just one of those open thinkers. I want to say it's a sandwich.
I just want to say it's on a hot hinge. Dog. It's just a leave sandwich it like with it hinges is. On it.
I mean, but he dude came up with a good point. If you take the hot dog out of the bun, it's still a hot dog, right? So that means that, I mean, like, you don't call a sandwich a turkey. Like, if you take the turkey out of the sandwich, it's no longer a sandwich. And it's and it's turkey, you know, you broke it into parts. But if you take the hot dog out of the hot dog bun, then you got a hot dog bun and a hot dog. You know what I mean?
Right. That's
why hot dog is used too much in hot dog. Like when you put the hot dog bun to the hot dog.
No.
With all the stuff on it, is it still a hot? I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna call it a hot dog to the day I die. Probably.
You know why? It's because it's hot dogs. It's not meat. So if you have a sandwich full of meat.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
guess hot
meat.
Dog is like
you have
bones
to
and everything.
Differentiate that this hot dog is a hot dog.
Yeah, this is a hot dog.
It's not a chicken sandwich.
This is everything we could find in the corner of
the slaughterhouse. It's a little bit of all of that.
You got a little bit of eyeballs, little testicles, a little bit of bone cartilage, a little bit of bone, some hair. Anyway.
Human hair
stuck in your teeth. Oh, you remember that time we went to Mosa and I had a fucking like full fly at the bottom of my food?
Yeah. I like Mosa though.
That was disturbing. I don't know where that memory came from, but it just popped in my mind.
They give you a cupcake at the end. Like,
yeah,
oh,
like,
sorry.
Oh, here's a cupcake.
So how do I know a fly is not in my cupcake? I don't want any more of your food. I want my money back.
Don't give me more food when I just found some shit in your shit. That's when you, like, bring me, like, I don't know, my money on a golden pillow or something.
Right. So I'm so sorry about that.
Here you go, sir.
Here's a cupcake.
I'm so sorry.
This is not a $30 cupcake. My food just costs, like, $30.
Here's a beer on the house. And I'm going to leave the top on the beer so that you know that we didn't open it and allow flies to go inside of it. Man, that was a hell of a fucking detour from wherever we was talking about.
Life.
I'm going to take all responsibility for that detour. I'm sorry. Well, it's a beautiful day. Beautiful motherfucking day. It's my fucking round is my fuck. Sorry. I'm going to be talking like I'm from California for the longest. Even though I was born there, I was not conscious enough to know anything about that life.
I wish I knew how to talk like that.
My family talked like that until we became indoctrinated into Augusta society. But they all went to middle school and stuff, you know, in Long Beach. So, you know, that was cool. I remember thinking then my brother was cool because he sounded like he was from the West Coast and stuff. But it was weird because we lived in an area that I think was majority like Crips. And then we moved to Augusta. My brother got red everything. Like, like, man, I really like red. I wish I could have rocked red. Now I'm going to just go red. Like, he got a solid red car. I even got a picture that I posted on Throwback Thursdays where I'm wearing like red and a bulletproof vest and holding an Uzi. Like, he went all the way
out. As a baby?
No, I mean, I wasn't a baby. I was, like, 6 or 7 or something. I thought it was cool. And I had the red Chucks with the red shirt. But I am not affiliated with the Bloods. And I do not, you know, don't nobody come and roll on me and ask me what set I claim. Please.
Any gang. You're not affiliated.
Yeah, I'm not affiliated with any gangs other than Dork, because we roll on motherfuckers. What's your zodiac sign? Except for if I'm trying to check your knowledge, fool. That sound better. That sound better.
Briscoe. He's just like, what?
Hey, Briscoe, I'm trying to check your knowledge, fool.
He's like, oh.
What's 2 + 2, homie? That's what I thought. Motherfucking 5. No, we can't count around this motherfucking boat. Went to the grocery store today. That was tight, right? Give me some dap.
Oh. Ew.
Slobby hand. Give me some more dap.
No, I'm good.
Oh, I forget you. Went to the grocery store. Old lady's trying to trip me up and run me over.
Really?
Yeah. What's up with that? People be in the grocery store like they on the highway. They got owl rage. They got, like, grocery store rage. Mofo, I'm trying to get to the peanut butter. Like, what? I mean, they don't even say anything. At least people with road rage let you know why they got road rage as they going past you.
Or like, they say, get out of the way.
Yeah. Screw you, motherfucker. You don't own the road. People in the grocery store just knock you the fuck out the way.
And then keep looking ahead.
And then pick up some cheese or something. It's like, man, that wasn't even that important. You see how long these lines are? Like, we going to be in line together, and then I'm going to be looking at the back of your head, and you're going to be feeling uncomfortable because you think that you got some retribution coming.
You know what's uncomfortable?
What?
Seeing people you know, like, working there.
Or seeing people you know shopping, and everybody gives everybody side glances. That's some awkward side glances.
I don't even look at people in the store.
I try not to. I mean, you're not going to the store to see people.
I but they
sure, do act like it. They yep. sure do act like it.
They do.
And I mean, the aisles are skinny sometimes. You trying to walk past a person, but y'all both walking in the center of the aisle towards each other. And you got to figure out if you're going to go left or right, or if you're going to go they left or their right. And then you had that weird dance moment, which is cool if it happens once a day. But then sometimes it happens multiple times per visit. I'm going to start slapping people with cucumbers.
Like ninja swords?
No, just
like
because.
Nunchucks?
Next time somebody run over my foot, I'm going to just do a ride-by.
Just hold a cucumber in your back pocket the entire trip.
Dorian Black, you know I can't put nothing in my back pocket.
Yeah, you can.
They're going to fold me up in the cereal aisle like we saw you.
Still like cucumbers.
Where
you think
slick.
You're going?
Be like, but officer, it's not stolen
back.
Until I leave the store.
That's what
we
I was going to say.
We ain't going to give you the chance.
Put it away when you're done. Slapping people with it.
We know what y'all be doing with them cucumbers. You be making meth.
Thanks, y'all. Until next time.
Yeah. Back every yard talking Mark and Dory, Dory and Mark all up in the spot.